The next patient is Franklin Davis. The last name is D-A-V-I-S. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old white male that is followed because of CKD3B. This patient has evidence of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hyperuricemia, all of those contributory factors for nephrosclerosis. The most recent laboratory workup was done on February the 20th, 2023. And we have a creatinine that is 1.8. The estimated GFR continues to be 37. The albumin is 4.2. There is not a change in the GFR, and the protein creatinine ratio is with a normal range with a negligible amount of protein in the urine. The patient has glucose in the urine because of the presence of the administration of Jardiance, period. His main complaint is the fluid retention, but when we investigate from the dietetic point of view, he likes salt and he drinks copious amount of fluid, and he eats a great number of hot dogs on a daily basis. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Blood pressure today is 120/70. Number three, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C is 7%. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia, but the serum cholesterol is around 193. The triglycerides 113. HDL 42, LDL 131. I think that this patient needs change in the lifestyle more than medication. Following number, the patient has a history of congestive heart failure that has been in remission. He sees the cardiologist, Dr. Perez, P-E-R-E-Z. Following number, atrial fibrillation on Eliquis. Following number, haloperidol for the hyperuricemia. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, nicotine abuse. Following number, the patient complains of persistent swelling of the lower extremities, and he's thinking in going to the vascular surgeon to do vascular studies, when we know that in all reality is the lifestyle. Period. That is, there is, unfortunately, no approach from the medical point of view that would be successful in this patient if he doesn't change his lifestyle. And we highly recommended that. The wife was with him, and we were very clear about the need to do so. Paragraph, we spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the patient, and the wife in face-to-face, and the documentation, 7 minutes.